Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to The Voice of America in Washington, and this is the Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the COVID-19 pandemic and the United States report indicating that there are serious human rights violations in the country.
According to the Minister of Health, there are 3,193 people who got their first vaccination doses yesterday in Zimbabwe, bringing the cumulative figure to 72,994. The ministry also reports that 1,063 people received their second dose yesterday in Zimbabwe, pushing the cumulative number of those that have received their second doses to 12,922.
Almost 37,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in Zimbabwe since March last year. Over 34,000 have recovered. The Minister of Health reports that 1,521 Zimbabweans have succumbed to COVID-19.
And in politics, the United States says there were serious human rights violations in Zimbabwe last year, which included torture and other cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment by state security agents.
In its country report on human rights practices in 2020, the United States Department of State's Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights and Labor said security forces engaged in such practices with impunity and with implicit support of government officials.
Ngiyabonga izulu ninja napelikona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo. Namhlanje ke sikhuluma ngokujeneyo sibili ongani abantu bezibabhe bathi kuyabahlupa okunye okumangalisayo. So sizabamba lapha lalapha indaba esijeneyo kwezethi sizwe ukuthi kambe kwezakalani. Siyabona ukuthi nxa sikhangele iCOVID-19 kukhanya kulabantu abalokhu bejova ijekiseni lokunqunda i-coronavirus. So siyabona ukuthi izolo sibili kulabanye abantu abahambe khona ngale lapha kumele bayihlatshwe khona, bafika bahlatshwa ke ijekiseni ye-Sinopharm, ye-Sinovac. So ke siyakwazi ukusukula amajekiseni amathathu kwele Zimbabwe ahlatshwa abantu. Singathi ke kulabantu abayi 3,193 abahlatshwe izolo okokuqala. Kusithi nxa sikhangela lokho kwasungulwa uhlelo lolu sokulabantu 72,994 asebajova ijekisen. So kube sokusithi ke izolo njalo kulabantu 1,063 abazuzele ukuthiwa yi-second dose ukuthi wahlatshwa phela ekuqaliseni sokumele uhlatshwe okwesibili. So ke okwamanje sokulabantu 12,922 asebejovwe amajekisen. Nxa sikhangela ke ilizweni lokho ejikelele eZimbabwe sokulabantu 37,000 asebathestwa batholakala bele COVID-19. Wathi ke kunani leli i-34,000 abantu asebaphepha ku-COVID-19. Uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luyabika ukuthi sokulabantu abayi 1,521 asebabhubha. Nxa sikhangela njalo kwezepolitika kumbe ngithi ezombangazwe, ilizwe leMelika lithi kuyethusa ukwenzakala eZimbabwe. Kunabantu abaningi kakhulu abahlukuluzwe elizweni nyakenye. Kusokusithi ke ebantwini bolabo abanye ngabakade betshaywa, abanye bephathwa ngendlela vele engayisiyo, bephathwa nje uhulumende khayangazani lesazela nalokhu kade kusenzakala. Lokhu-ke kwethulwe luhlangothi lukahulumende olokudlelana namanye amazwe. Kodwa-ke kulogatsha okuthiwa yi-Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights and Labor eyiyo ekulobileyo konke lokho. So kunjalo-ke Jonga, asikhuluke mfowethu.
Ndizvozvo vadiwa vateereri, nhasi muchirongwa chedu chatotarisa zviri kuitika kuvana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika pamwe chete nezviri kuitika munyika. Tiri kutarisa pamusoro pechirwere cheCOVID-19 nezuro tinonzwa bazi rezveutano richizivisa kuti vanhu vanosvika zviuru zvitatu nezana nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevatatu 3,193 vakabayiwa nhomba yavo yekutanga nezuro iyeyo, zvakasvitsa vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga muZimbabwe pa 72,994, kana kuti zviuru makumi manomwe nezviviri zvine mazana mapfumbamwe nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevana. Bazi riri kutiwo zvakare vanhu vanoita 1,063 kana kuti chiuru nemakumi matanhatu nevatatu vakabayiwa nhomba yepiri inganzi second dose iye nezuro, zvakasvitsawo uwandu hwevanhu vabayiwa nhomba iyi pazviuru gumi nezviviri nemazana mapfumbamwe ane makumi maviri nevaviri 12,922. Tichitarisawo kuti nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika dzatichazeya iye nhasi America kuburikidza nebazi rayo rekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika vane gwaro ravakaburitsa rinoongorora kana kudonongodza zvakaitika munyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu muZimbabwe muna 2020 riri kutaura kuti pakave nekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu kwakawanda kuburikidza neutsinye hwaiitwa nezvimwe zvaiitwa zvinoninipisa munhu zvaiitwa nevanochengetedza mutemo kana kuti vesecurity forces muZimbabwe. Gwaro irori riri kutaurawo zvakare kuti maitikiro iwaya aiitwa kana kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu ikoko kwaitotsigirwa nehurumende vaiita vachikomborerwa nehurumende. Igwaro rakaburitswa neboka reBureau of Democracy, Human Rights and Labor riri pasi pebazi rezvekuchidzana nedzimwe nyika kana kuti US State Department. Ndoimwe nyaya tichakurukura iye nhasi Gibbs. Asi ndofunga tiri kumbotanga tatarisa nyaya yeCOVID-19 tisakanganwa kuti nyika yatarisana nezororo reEaster riri kutanga nemusi wechishanu. Tanzwa mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson Mnangagwa vachizivisa pamusoro pematanho anofanira kuteverwa. Vataurawo kuti munhu anobva kunze kwenyika achiuya muZimbabwe anofanira kunge aine gwaro rinoratidza kuti akaongororwa kuti haana here utachiwana hunokonzera COVID-19 mukati memaawa 48 kana kuti 48 hours kuti anga achikwanisa kupinda munyika. Kana akanga asina chirwere ichocho cheCOVID-19 paanopinda munyika aine gwaro rake, anoenda kumba ozvigarisa pake ega yavanoti self-isolation. Kana munhu akanga asina certificate kana gwaro iroro apinda munyika, anoendeswa kuhotera dzakagadzirwa izvozvo kwaachagara kwemazuva 10 kana kuti 10 days ari kuquarantine achizvibhadharira oga kuhotera ikoko. Ndoimwe nyaya tichatarisa iyo kuti vana veZimbabwe, those who are outside the country and visitors planning to travel to Zimbabwe, they are expected to have a valid 48-hour COVID-19 negative certificate. If in case they don't have, then they will be quarantined for 10 days at local hotels designated for that, and they will be expected to pay on their own. And also, the president highlighted that tourists who are in Zimbabwe who wish to have the vaccine jabs, they can do so and they will pay for that, Gibbs.
Yes, uyakubeka ke ujoka lapho ukuthi kukhanya zani phela liyabuya ikhefu. Elizawuleleli seduze sibili Easter ukuthi ibe khona. So ke umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa useyenze izinqumo ezimbalwa. Esinye sangibona ukuthi ke nxa ungela certificate esile 48 hours, esitshengisa ukuthi isimo sakho sinjani ku-COVID-19. Uzawuthuke ukuthi uvalelwe for 10 days. I-holiday yaziphele njengomuntu evalelwe. So uzubuyele kuna lapho vela khona uyathola sekumelele emsebenzini. So kumele ukuthi ube ne-certificate esiveza ukuthi umuntu uhlatshwe ngonanzelelo, uhloliwe ngonanzelelo. Siyakhumbula ukuthi jonga ama-certificates lawa abanye abantu basebakhanda nje. Ehe. Uzokuthiwa uyahamba komgara namo ngale kumbe kuthiwa ungaphi mfowethu. Kube sokuthiwa ya asikhande lapha mfowethu aphume ne-certificate. Kumbe undibale lapha khona akhande sakhe sibili asifakele signature. uhanani la ezokunye nomavinga laye, you know, kube njalo nje. Udokotela singatsho ukuthi wayengakwenza lokho. So akesho ukuthi amajida lawa angakwenza, kodwa-ke nangasikhanda phela lami awuboni.
Ndizvozvo Gibbs. We are now joined by Dr. Edgar Munatsi, a health expert based in the United Kingdom. Dr. Munatsi, welcome to our show. Dr. Munatsi, maybe I can start by asking your take on what the president said in his statement that travelers coming into the country from neighboring states must undergo valid COVID-19 PCR tests no more than 48 hours from time of their departure for Zimbabwe. Travelers without aforesaid valid test results clearing them for safe travel will be quarantined for 10 days at designated hotels and at their own cost. Your take, Dr. Munatsi.
Thank you so much. I think what the president has announced is something that is not new, and it's something that is not peculiar to Zimbabwe only. Many countries are doing it, and I think it is only reasonable that people follow those guidelines, because we've seen them being applied all over the world, and I think it's a move to protect the people, to protect the country. We have seen the numbers of people testing positive for coronavirus going down over the past few months, which is a good sign. And it is important that authorities do all they can to protect and maintain that those low numbers.
So what's the meaning here if somebody has to be quarantined for 10 days? What's the scientific kind of suggestion here?
The 10-day rule comes from WHO guidelines. That says if you're going to quarantine someone with a unknown or positive test, this is basically because it takes on minimum 3 to 7 days for someone who is who's been infected or contracted coronavirus to start show symptoms or at least test positive. So it is a scientific number. It's not just an arbitrary number. Mm-hmm. It's a number that has been taken from recommendations from the WHO authorities.
But it used to be 21 days, right?
It was never 21 days, Gibbs. It was always 10 days.
Asi, Dr. Munatsi, tichitarisa dano irori, tunoza otra gararanga ripo, kana muna December, paka ita dabuzi kwenyika, ichuana wanu wakawanda wakabatu kwa nede ndairo COVID-19. Mitemo iyo yakanga iripo asi vanhu vakakwanisa kupinda munyika vakakonzera kusimuka kwedenda reCOVID-19 muZimbabwe. Chii chingashandurwa rwendo runo tichitarisa mashoko iwaya ekutsinhira ataurwa nemutungamiri wenyika?
Zvakakosha vajonga kuti vanhu zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vave responsible kana vachinge vachida kushanya kudzokera kumusha kuholiday kunoona vabereki nehama neshamwari. Vasaite kana zvekuita zvechitsotsi pakugadzira macertificates uyezve pakufamba pavanopinda pamabhodha. Zvakakoshawo kuti vari kuongorora kumabhodha iko vanyatso kuongorora zvakanaka kuti mapepa aya mapepa echokwadi here, uyezve nekuti utano ndehwedu isu vanhu. Saka zvakakosha hatingati nekuti zvataurwa nehurumende kana kuti zvataurwa napresident, nekuti utano ndehwedu. Zvakakoshera isu sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kuti vanhu varambe vaine utano hwakanaka, manhamba ecoronavhairasi asakwira. Saka zvakakosha kuti vanhu vateerere kuti kana ndichida kufamba ndotestwa. Asi ndikangoti zvimwe zvacho mamwe manhamba zvacho anenge ari anogona kusanzvengeka nekuda kwekuti mukarangarira kuti coronavhairasi vamwe vanobatwa nechirwere ichi vagoshaya kushowa masymptoms kana kuti mazuva anozotanga kushowa masymptoms anogona kunge akawanda kusiyana nevamwe. Vamwe vanogona kushowa masymptoms kutanga mazuva mairi kana zvichienda mberi vabatwa necoronavhairasi. Saka nekuda kwaizvozvo zvinogona kuti netsei kunyatso kukontrora manhambers, asi zvakakosha kuti mitemo yatarwa itevedzerwe kuitira kuti tizvichengetedze sevana veZimbabwe.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, uyakhuluma lapha ke udokotela Edgar Munatsi. Ukhuluma ngikhona kuke ukuthi COVID-19 hamba njani. Abe seqhubeka nje ekhuluma ngokuthi kulalokhu ukuthiwa yi-quarantine. Nxa umuntu engelasithupha esiveza ukuthi uhloliwe i-COVID-19 isimo sakhe-ke uyavalelwa 10 days efike eZimbabwe ngesikhathi sama-holidays kathesi sawazithi carefully yabuya. So-ke xa ungavalelwa-ke 10 days khumbula ukuthi phela kumele ubuyele lapho ovela khona. So konke lokhu kwethulwe nje umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi bazame ukuthi bavimbe lokho okuthiwa yi-third wave eZimbabwe. So now talking about this third wave, Dr. Munatsi, tell us a bit about what is likely going to happen during the holidays if, let's say, people are not following these regulations.
Thank you. Unfortunately, if people do not follow the regulations, we'll see probably a worse-off situation than what we've seen already during this first and second wave, because we're having many people traveling, going for holidays. If they do not follow guidelines, then we are in trouble. And this might mean that the health system is going to collapse and it will be overwhelmed, as we have seen that over the past, there was shortage of oxygen, not only in Zimbabwe, but across the world. There was shortage of even the beds, the ICU beds that are required mm-hmm. if someone is to be admitted into hospital. So we will see a lot of people, unfortunately, are going to lose their lives if they do not follow the guidelines. So it is important that people adhere to the guidelines that have been provided so that we avoid such a situation. Our health system is not been functional for a long time. And now, because of the pandemic, many other services that are supposed to be provided by the health system have been affected. Many people cannot access sexual and reproductive health services, going for contraception, for example, and other family planning services that are being provided. it's very difficult to access these, as many hospitals are then shifting attention to dealing with COVID-19. We have seen that some people are finding difficult to access their antiretrovirals, well, those who are living with HIV. Mm-hmm. So it is important that people do not are not selfish and people follow guidelines so that we protect our health systems and we continue to get other services because our systems are not being overwhelmed.
Chonga.
But we also know that the borders are porous, Dr. Monaz. What can stop Zimbabweans from using those undesignated entry points into the country, bringing in the much-dreaded COVID-19 disease?
I think there are two things to that, Mr. Chonga. One, I think it is, like I've mentioned before, it is the responsibility of citizens to act responsibly and to not expose people. The unfortunate thing with coronavirus is, you know, no one is invincible, whether you're young or old. And if you are visiting parents, they must think about their parents. They must think about their relatives. I think it would be unfortunate if people want to use the porous points into Zimbabwe and expose not only themselves, but their loved ones. It is going to be a very sad situation. But also, I think the other thing is that the government has to do what it can to make sure that these porous points are not being taken advantage of by people coming back into the country.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Maybe what's the best way of actually handling some of these things? We see that, you know, at the end of the day, the government may seem to be struggling to deliver some messages here concerning COVID-19. So how best can the government maybe coin these messages so that people will follow the rules and regulations very well?
I think the issue is really about trust. We know that there is an issue of trust from citizens and trusting the government officials in terms of what they do and what they say sometimes. But it is also important for government to involve other citizens with, you know, who are respected in society, be it religious leaders like church leaders, traditional leaders, musicians, those and artists, to be able to communicate messages that people can understand, people can relate to. And it is also important that those that are vaccine confident, that have so far gone to have their vaccines, encourage their relatives, encourage colleagues that this is a safe thing to do. And I'm sure that will go a long way in terms of assisting the government to package this message. The government must also make sure that the message is packaged and they use different platforms to communicate because we know that, for example, people in urban areas, they might have access to internet, but the majority in the rural areas might not have those. So it is important that radio and other forms of media or communication are used effectively using languages, vernacular language, to explain the advantages of adhering to guidelines and the advantages of taking vaccines.
Mm-hmm. Now, Zimbabwe has been embarked on this vaccination program. Now is more than a month since the inception of the program, but we seem to have about more than just above 72,000 people who have received their first dose of the vaccines. What does this mean?
I must say that the response to the vaccination program, the COVID-19 vaccination program, has been underwhelming and a bit disappointing in the sense that we have seen that the vaccines are, you know, in short supply. Many countries are yet to get the COVID-19 vaccines. Zimbabwe was fortunate to get a donation and now able to source these donations, the COVID-19 vaccines that arrived in the country yesterday. Mm-hmm. So it is important that these vaccines are used within the given timeframes in terms of their shelf life. Many vaccines, particularly the Sinovac and the Sinopharm that Zimbabwe has acquired at the moment, they are supposed to be kept for about 5 to 6 months. But if things continue at the current rate, it means that it is going to take us about 90 days to vaccinate just less than a million people, which 15 months rather, which means that the vaccines would have expired by then. So it is important that the government embarks on a massive drive to encourage people to go out for vaccinations, again, including religious people, because we've seen that there's a lot of vaccine hesitancy, some of it coming from religious sectors, who are labeling the vaccines as an antichrist. But it is important that people from those sectors take a lead in terms of encouraging others, particularly their followers. It is also important that government rein in on people who are spreading irresponsible information, for instance, vaccines should not be taken. There is good evidence and good science to show that vaccines work. And particularly if we're talking of the vaccines that Zimbabwe has acquired, in terms of the technology that is used to make these vaccines, these are inactivated vaccines. The technology has been there for a long time. It's been used for many vaccines that we use for our childhood immunization programs in Zimbabwe. So I think this kind of information has to be communicated clearly to citizens so that they know, and we allay all the fears and deal with some of the misinformation that is happening in Zimbabwe, particularly over social media. So it is the responsibility of all of us, but particularly the government must rope in responsible citizens that are respected in society to package the message.
Maybe the last question, Chonga.
Ndaida kuti vadzokorere nerurimi rwaamai, iyo nyaya yekuti poitwa sei kuti shoko rifambe, nekuti tinoona kuti vakawanda hongu vari kuzwa kuti kuri kubayiwa nhomba, asi vamwe vanoda kutanga vanzwa kuti abayiwa ararama sei, ndozoti ndoendawo nhasi chaiende nehama yangu yandanzwa kuti yaenda kunobayiwa, asi mudzimai wacho ati aiwa ndikaonawo imi mambogara gara ndozoti ndobayiwawo, ndopfungwa iri muvanhu yekutya. Munogona kutaura ipapo, Dr. Mnazi.
Wangu vajonga, tingangoti kuti kubva zvatanga chirongwa chekubayiwa nhomba yecoronavirus kuZimbabwe, chino zviri kuratidza kuti vanhu vashoma vari kuenda kunobayiwa. Izvi zvinhu zvinoratidza kuti panigona kuita dambudziko, nekuti nhomba idzi dzinofanira kugara kwemwedzi mishanu chete. Asi kana zvikaramba zvichiitika zviri kuitika izvozvi kuti vanhu vanoenda kunobayiwa vashoma, dzinogona kusvika pakuexpire, nhomba idzisati dzashanda, zvinova zvisingafaniri kuitika, nekuti nhomba dziri kunetsa kuwana. Kune nyika dzakawanda pasi rose dzisati dzawana nhomba, dzimwe dzichagona kuzowana nhomba kana gore rinouya. Saka zvakakosha kuti isu sezvo tawana mukana wokuwana nhomba dzatawana idzo, dzinofanira kuti dzibayiwe muvanhu. Tinokurudzira kuti hurumende nevamwe vane zvigaro zvinoremekedzwa mugara kwatinoita, vekudzisvondo, masabhuku, vana sadunhu, vese nevanoita zvekuekta zvemadhirama, tinokurudzira kuti panguva ino vanofanira kuita madhirama kana kuekta kana kuita nziyo dzinokurudzira vanhu. Asi zvakakoshawo kuti hurumende iite kuti chirongwa chevaccination chinotsanangurirwa vanhu nerurimi rwaanonzwisisa, kana kuri kuBulawayo, kana kuri kumanyikaland, kana vachikwanisa kunyora, kana kutaura pamaredhio nendau, kana nenjevele, kana netonga, kana nevhenda. Zvakakosha kuitira kuti munhu wese anzwisise, tichitsanangura kuti nhomba yakakosherei, inotibatsira chii, sei tichiti vanhu ngavanobayiwa nhomba iyoyo. Zvakakosha kuti zvinhu zviitike.
Mm-hmm.
Saka tinokurudzira kuti vanhu vazvizvarwa zveZimbabwe ngatibudei tinobayiwa kana yaanguva yedu yekuti tibayiwe nhomba. Nhomba dziri kushanda kuZimbabwe, ndinoziva kuti izvozvi pane kutaura kwakawanda kwanga kuchiitika mumasocial media nei vamwe vedzisvondo vachiti hatifaniri kubayiwa nhomba nekuti dziri kushandiswa nevanhu vasatani. Asi chokwadi ndechekuti nhomba dzakawanikwa neZimbabwe kunyanya-nyanya inhomba dzakangofanana nenhomba dzatanga tichishandisa mazuva ana kudzivirira zvirwere zvinouraya vana. Saka zvakakosha kuti vanhu vanzwisise, titsanangurire vanhu izvozvo, kuitira kuti vanhu vasave nekutya kusipo, vanhu vaende vanobayiwa nenguva yavo kana nguva yakwana.
Siyambonga kurike ubaba Edgar Mnazi watesibekela kuramba kuti kumele vantu benzeni nxa kubuya amajekiseni lawo, kuti phela kule danger yokuthi amajekiseni lawo anga-expire abanye abantu bengakahlatshwa. So ukhuluma nje ukhanye ngazani ngokubona kwakhe ukuthi balutshwana abantu abahlatshwa ijekiseni ezijeneyo lezi. So ngakho-ke kungavele u-expire kungani kuzahlupha. So your last word, Dr. Mnazi, especially on the issue that these vaccines may expire, so what will happen thereafter?
Unfortunately, they will have to discard those vaccines, but we hope we won't get to that situation. We are encouraging people to go out when it's their turn to go and get vaccinated. It is good for us. We protect ourselves, we protect our families, we protect our loved ones. And like I've mentioned before, the earlier we are able to manage and control the coronavirus pandemic, the earlier we are able to open up economies so that people can go back to their usual businesses, go back to their work, be able to look after their families, go back to visiting their children who are in boarding schools, and all sorts of things that we normally do without the pandemic. Also, it is important that we get the pandemic under control as soon as possible so that we do not overwhelm our systems, our health systems particularly, because we want our health system to be able to provide other services that are essential to people, family planning, ARVs, and other, you know, non-COVID-related illnesses, so that we get attention. People need to get treatment for cancers and stuff like that. But this has been very problematic and difficult under the current circumstances of COVID-19 pandemic. So we encourage people to go out. The vaccine is safe. Let's follow the WHO guidelines. Let's follow what the government is saying in terms of continuing to practice social distance, continuing to wear our masks properly, continuing to wash our hands with soap and sanitize. Let's go out in our numbers. Let's encourage each other. Those that have gone, let's share the information. Let's share why we have taken the vaccine so that we might help others who are a bit hesitant. But we also encourage the government to take very stern action in terms of people who are spreading false information and causing unnecessary panic and unnecessary hesitance.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mnatsi. So you can rest for today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Tino Tenda.
Yes. So now let's turn into politics, Chonga. Mm-hmm. So the United States says there were serious human rights violations in Zimbabwe last year, which included torture and other cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment by the state security forces. So this is contained in its human rights practices report of 2020. So this was compiled by the Department of State's Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. So they are saying security forces engaged in such practices with impunity and with implicit support of government officials. So lucky enough, we've got some guests lined up right now who can actually tell us exactly what is going on in Zimbabwe. And one of them is human rights lawyer, Mr. Tewama Vinga. We also have Mr. Mtulisi Hanana, who is the chairperson, or let me say, the chairperson of the Tumiso Tabengwa Foundation, if I'm not wrong there. And then we've got other guests that are lined up here. So we'll start with you, Mr. Mavinga. Good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs and Jonga. Thank you so much for having me on the program. Thank you.
Yes. What's your take on the human rights report?
Well, the USA human rights report on Zimbabwe is saying all the things that human rights groups in Zimbabwe have been saying for the last year, that international human rights groups like Human Rights Watch have been saying. So there is nothing new. It is a confirmation of how bad the situation is from the point of view of Zimbabwe, because the authorities in Zimbabwe have not taken steps to respect human rights. State agents have been implicated in serious human rights abuses, targeting opposition leaders, weaponizing the law to persecute opposition and activists through prosecution, abductions, torture, and forced disappearances that are done by suspected state agents, including the so-called ferrets. All these things are known and they have been documented. We see an unwillingness by President Mnangagwa's government to respect human rights. We saw some of the security forces leaders in the security sector being placed on sanctions by the US government and by the UK government as a clear sign that this is no new dispensation. This is no second republic that respects human rights. Cases like the Chiloga community facing evictions, cases like the Indian community in Wange facing evictions outside of the framework of law. All these things are confirming that what we heard from Mnangagwa and his team were just promises to respect human rights and the rule of law, but the reality is that we have a government that does not care about the rights of its people. People are suffering, but the government is moving on, pretending and paying lip service to democracy, when in fact by night activists are being hunted down and critics are being silenced. And now we know that this government is crafting a draconian piece of law to silence critics and to, in a repressive way, make sure that no one speaks their mind, criticizes the government, or calls for accountability in the face of rampant corruption that is festering in Zimbabwe, where millions do not have access to basics like food, because that money meant to save Zimbabweans is being stolen by a few political elites, sycophants of the ruling ZANU-PF party, who behave as if they are above the law. So this is really the character of the government that we have, which came into power on the basis of a political coup, promising change, but delivering serious human rights abuses, as confirmed by this report.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. We also have Mr. Ntulisi Anana. Go ahead, Jonga.
Yes, Mr. Anana, your take on this U.S. report.
I think just to confirm what Mavinga is saying, that it's not something new or amazing because America has said it. It's something that we have always known. It's something that we have experienced. I think the mistake that we make as a country is to fall into the common propaganda of wanting to then say, why is America saying what they are saying? Who are they? What are their interests? Because certain truths have an infallibility regardless of who says them. For example, if America says in Zimbabwe today is Wednesday, we should then not think that America is a sinister agenda. That is why they are saying that. And secondly, we must also understand that America has got partners that it is working with within the country that supply them with information or that gather information from the ground. So it will be pointless for somebody to try and discredit what is happening in Zimbabwe based on the fact that it is America that has said it is happening. I am a victim of the brutality of the state. I am a victim of the abuse of human rights. And I deal with many other people that have firsthand experiences of what Zimbabwe, the Zimbabwe government is doing to its people. So we do not necessarily need America to confirm it. But it is good if America is confirming that it is indeed happening. It shows that the world is watching. We might not know the effect of it being said by America or America watching what's happening in Zimbabwe. But it's a good thing to have the story of abuse, to have the story of human rights violations being told at a global stage, at a level that is beyond ZANU-PF. Because within Zimbabwe, when we say these things, we are persecuted for saying these things. We are harassed by the state for describing what exactly the government is doing.
Vama Vinga.
Oh, maybe let's go first to Mr. Vusango.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see him there.
Yes, he's there.
Okay. Mr. Vusango.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me. This morning, I will touch on a few points that the Wama Vinga was raising. I think I'll start with the report that was accused the government of human rights abuses.
Your line is breaking a bit, Mr. Vusango. I think we've got something that is interfering with your voice. So we don't know whether you're using anything that is attached to your ear. Do you have anything? So if you have,
maybe he's using.
So yes. Go ahead. Let's hear now how you are. Go ahead, sir.
I think the network is poor.
Yes. So maybe let's switch over to Mr. Innocent Ndivali of EFF. Go ahead, Trevor.
Yes, Mr. Ndivali, you heard. I think Mr. Busambo is back.
Yeah, it's actually cut out now.
Okay.
So, yes.
Yes, Mr. Ndivali, you heard what the other two gentlemen said with regards to the United States Department's 2020 Human Rights Report on Zimbabwe. And everyone is agreeing that this is not something new. This has been out there and it has been happening. And the government of Zimbabwe has on numerous occasions denied these allegations. What's your take then?
Yeah, I think whilst the report is raising a kind of very pertinent issues, but I think we need to understand one thing, that American foreign policy doesn't change from one administration to another. What they tend to do is to want to undo, to kind of outdo each other. So what we have a new administration that has come in saying that they're going to be looking at things with fresh eyes. So what they want to do, they are doing so much effort to distinguish themselves from Trump to now the Joe Biden administration. So we have to understand that. While it's the issues that they are raising, they seem to be quite you know, interesting. But however, what we need to consider is that why is it that they never said these things when Ukrawundi was happening in the 1980s? Why is it that when they cover the issues of Zimbabwe, they don't even cover the issues in Matabeleland? Why is it that when they talk of these issues, they don't talk of issues regarding farms, regarding the issues that involves you know, the expropriation of farms? Why are they not talking about those issues? So they seem to be more political about the problems. Remember, when this administration came in, even around 2017 and even after the 2018 elections, it is these very, foreign powers that were actually twerking and flirting with the very administration. But because the administration has not done what they thought they were going to do, reversing land reform, making sure that certain capitalist elements, certain companies that are aligned to certain powerful Western powers can be given a free ride. When Mr. Mavenga talked about Chilonga villagers being evicted, the beneficiaries of the eviction of the people of Chilonga are the capitalists, are the people, the foreign people from other countries who aligned to these very powerful countries. So now what appears to be happening is that the beneficiaries, while the government has been actually caught in terms of being involved in handling this issue, because we started talking about this issue around October, but obviously a number of people are jumping into it now. But the issue is that the person who is a beneficiary, or the business person who is a beneficiary of Chilonga, is not Zimbabwean. You know, it is a foreigner who is a capitalist. So one thing that we have to understand is that the European or American policy towards Africa is that of a capitalist society, which is inherently racist, such that even when they raise pertinent issues, we have to ask questions. Why now? What has changed? What is it that you want to achieve? Is it because you are not getting away? That is why now you are exposing this thing. Because I can tell you that they're just talking. Nothing else is going to, they will be talking in the next 20 years because it is their interest. It is their interest. It's not the interest of the poor. It's not the interest of the unemployed. It's not the interest of Mr. Mavinga or Mr. Anana. No, it's not about that. It's the American interest.
Thank you very much. I think we've got now Mr. Vusango, can you hear me?
Yes, Brother Kips. I don't know if you hear me clearly now.
Yes, we can. So quiet, sir. Quiet.
Thank you very much. Sorry for the connection, but I want to greet my brother from EFF and the Wamavinga there.
I'll start responding. My first response will be going back to the statements that were made by Dewa Mavhinga. As we touch on the first point, the report that came from the USA about Zimbabwe, you know, having a gross violation of human rights in year 2020. I think we know clearly very well, any patriotic or any patriarch in Zimbabwe knows that the USA have been always battling and meddling on unfounded allegations as far as the Zimbabwean government is concerned. We know that very well, that the USA does not like the Zimbabwean government. It does not like ZANU-PF, period. So anything that has to do with ZANU-PF, they will definitely going to make sure that it's negative. I wanted to challenge Dewa Mavhinga about that report. I would want to know, give me the examples. I want you to mention those, the gross violations of human rights that were orchestrated in 2020. Because I was in Zimbabwe end of 2020, and I did not see any violation of human rights whatsoever. As a matter of fact, in 2020, I would give about 99.9% to the Zimbabwean government being a peaceful government ever since we left the administration of Comrade Robert Gabriel Mugabe. So I think, Mr. Mavhinga, I wouldn't think it's good for you as a Zimbabwean. I mean, at some point, you have to come to a point where you speak a little bit positive about your nation. You only have one Zimbabwe, Mr. Mavhinga. It's not two. And if we have some people maybe who are actually getting paid, or they are on the payroll of the United States to siphon information and make that information turn it to be negative about the government. I mean, honestly, if you look at even USA themselves, or England, or even Canada, the citizens of that country, they speak good about that country. But I'm seeing a little bit of a sellout mentality in some of our people who call themselves lawyers of human rights and stuff like that. I have no problem with activists. I have no problem with opposition. We need opposition. We need activists, because they make us going as a ruling party. But when you're an activist or a lawyer who is meddling on false allegations, Mr. Mavhinga, I think there you are not being a patriarch right there. And I want to challenge you on that. We can go on and on to talk about that, but I want you to mention to me, give me the examples of human rights violations that were committed in Zimbabwe by the government in 2020.
Let him do it, Mr. Osango. Go ahead, Mr. Mavhinga, then we go to the next guest. But
yeah, but I want to be done.
Yes, Gibbs, maybe.
I wanted to touch on all what he said, because Mr. Mavhinga...
Okay, quiet.
We have more points. I need to respond to all what he said.
Okay, quiet.
My next point to Dewa Mavhinga is the Chilonga people being displaced by the government. What is the reason of that displacement, Mr. Mavhinga? You, I know you support MDC, you support Chamisa, and they went on the ground, and they went there to Chilonga, and they went to instill fear and intimidation from the government to the people of Chilonga, falsifying the information that the government was that the government has been trying to evict them for no reason. But what did the government say about the project that they want to do that need to take place in Chilonga? So why do we have to feed the world with wrong information just to terrorize the government? I don't think, Mr. Mavhinga, you are being a patriarch again. You are not being a patriarch. I'll go to torture of activists. In 2020, who was tortured by the government? You talked about abductions. Mr. Mavhinga, you know very well that those abductions are fake abductions. You know clearly very well who has been tortured for no reason. We know that Joanna Mamombe and the crew, they were faking abductions. It was very clear, and I don't get it. I know it's politics, Mr. Mavhinga. We are in politics, it's politics. That's why you have to speak the way you are speaking. But I don't think you should speak in that way. Right? Let's call a spade a spade. If somebody faked an abduction and you are in the United States of America and you say the government has abducted you, and then they do the investigation, they find out that you are lying to the government, what do they do? If they find out that you are selling out information, government information, trying to terrorize the government, selling information to other nationalities or other countries like China, to other nations, they call it espionage. That's why we have a patriarch bill. That bill is going to cater for those that are trying by all means to tarnish the name of the government. Because
okay,
every country out there has the bill.
Thank you so much.
I had two more points. Yeah, I had two more points because I have to touch.
Yeah, but
time
short because time is running out.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, I know, but if he speaks, you know, I need to answer to everything.
Okay, go ahead. I'm giving you 1 minute.
Okay, I have two more. I mean, as a government, to be honest with you, as a government, as a party, we have to follow the rule of law, and the people's freedoms need to be recognized. We have got, like I said, we talked about activists, opposition, etc., etc. Now, those people, they need to practice their human rights freedoms. They need to make sure that their freedoms are recognized, and the government does recognize all those freedoms. But it depends how, to an extent, are you trying to give your freedom? Because you have to understand that there's a rule of law, and your freedoms, they have to be governed at some point. There's no nation that...
10 seconds. 10 seconds, Mr. Musango.
Yeah, no, I'll touch... Now I'm touching on the last one. The government in Zimbabwe, they've been doing a good job in terms of economy, in terms of rehabilitation of roads. I've seen hospitals that are and I've seen peace in Zimbabwe. I've been traveling to almost most of the cities. There was peace in Zimbabwe from December to January. So I don't know, Jehovah Mavinga, when was the last time he visited the country? But if you have not been in Zimbabwe lately, I don't think you should be in this platform to talk negative about the government.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Yes. Thank you so much. Mr. Mavinga, briefly, what's your reaction to what he said?
It's very sad that we have someone speaking to defend and not looking at the facts. We know that Joanna Mamombe, Cecilia Chimbiri, Netsai Marova were abducted and tortured and sexually abused in May 2020. We know that activists, opposition leaders who wanted to protest on the 31st of July against corruption in Zimbabwe were harassed. They were arbitrarily arrested and detained for no apparent reason. The law has been used to persecute opposition leaders, journalists exposing corruption, Wopo Ochingono, Jacob Ngarivume, Fadzai Maere, Tsitsidanga Rembuka, and many others have been detained simply because they wanted to express themselves, to complain about corruption and to challenge the corruption that is happening in Zimbabwe. Just today, a few minutes ago, I received a message that Makomboro Haruzivishe has been convicted by the courts for peaceful protest, and they say it's public violence, it's inciting public violence. And this is really outrageous. It is not the rule of law. It is persecution through prosecution. And these are the facts. The people of Chilonga, the law is very clear. In Zimbabwe, the constitution says you cannot evict anyone in the absence of a court order. So the threats to move people to make way for, you know, the farming of grass is really a disregard of people's rights. And this is what we are saying and crying for. And people who want to defend ZANU-PF come here to tell us that there are no abuses in Zimbabwe. This American report is simply stating the facts that we will state even at the threat of being criminalized ourselves by this so-called patriotic bill, which is being crafted by this government of Zimbabwe. We will not shy away from speaking the truth to power, because the reality is that there are serious abuses ongoing in Zimbabwe. Activists are being hunted down. I spoke to community leaders in Chilonga who, after complaining and taking their case to Mashingo High Court, could not go back to Velemo in Chilonga because they were being hunted and tailed and checked by the so-called ferrets in the state system who wanted to persecute them for complaining to the High Court. So these are facts, and I can give you names and details of activists who live in fear because they have challenged the state. Student leaders in Zinasu, Gadzuore, the young man Chakudzwa, and many others. You know, the people who were abducted and tortured in Bulawayo, where this car rental company Impala was implicated. The people of Dinje in Wange, who are also being persecuted and moved from their land. All these are human rights abuses by the government of Mnangagwa, which is paying lip service to democracy and human
thank
rights,
you. Thank
which
you.
Is pretending to be a new dispensation when it is not.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jehovah Mavinga. uanana. Baba uanana siyakwazi ukuthi wena uexile sikhuluma khona manje. Wabaleke eZimbabwe ubalekele ukuthi babefuna ukuthumba enxebe kubulale. Akubatshela abantu khonapha lo baba uRegis Rusango ukuthi vele kwenzakalani eZimbabwe ngamafutshane sibili khulume ngesintu obesifakala ngesikhiwa. Qhubeka baba.
I'm not sure ukuthi uzangizwa yini lo baba wade ngifuna ukumaddressa ngakhuluma ngesintu.
Yegasa ngesintu bese ungena ngesikhiwa.
Kodwa maybe ingakangeni kuye ngicela uqala ngi-address uNdibali ngibe sembuya kuwe. I wanted to say to ubaba uNdibali ukuthi khona Pan-Africanism is not hatred of the white man. Kumele siqale khona apho ngoba I see kule fundamental ideological error yokuthi Pan-African is one who hates amakhiwa. That is very wrong. Pan-Africanism is bigger and broader than that. At the core of Pan-Africanism is ubuntu. Ukuthi we are, I am because you are. Respect of human rights and the inherent dignity zabantu. I don't understand how pseudo Pan-Africanists in the EFF would want to call out America to order when they are failing to call out their fellow black brother who's abusing abantu bakithi. I've actually had serious interactions with even Julius Malema, the godfather of EFF Zonke, to say to him, I don't understand how you make him Mugabe a hero, but you do not call him to account for the Matabeleland genocide. So this same ideological error, we are seeing it being perpetuated by Ndibali, who would want to come here and say, yeah, Mnangagwa is right because he's resisting the whites. But in his resistance to the whites, why is he failing to defend the rights of his fellow black brothers? That is where I feel this Pan-Africanism is shallow. So I feel Ndibali must be able to correct that. You cannot say a Pan-Africanist because you hate the white man. Let that charity begin at home, where you defend the marginalized, the black marginalized by other blacks. Right.
So kunonga kangubuze khona ukuthi
ubaba oqale wathi uMavinga la eka kumela ngakhulume ngenxa yokuthi kulesikhathi eside engazakabuye elizweni la eka kumela ngakhulume ngenxa yokuthi ubuye eZimbabwe esivakathe ngomuntu odlulayo akahlali khona okwenzakala nsuku zonke kakwazi. Mhlaka 28 July, nxa ukutweet ungene kuphinde itweet yami ku-Uncle Mtweet, le kule phinde itweet yami engekula what happened. Abantu bafika about over 40 people armed carrying guns. Bafika endlini yami, abanye bakhona bephakathi kwemota ebhalwe Hilsa, what you call, Central Police Station. Abanye bengamasotsha. Behamba labantu bezano esibaziyo bengidinga phakathi kobusuku. It was a few days, I think, before, if not after, it was before the abduction of uTawanda Mutshehiwa owagcina sesimbona sebuya sesubukile ngapha emuva. UMangwana, uNick Mangwana, wahleka ngakho kwelinye ilanga Twitter, wangani kuthiwa umntwana wani uzenze ngabomu ukutshiswa emuva ngapha etshiswa izibuni iFerret. So singabi labantu ababuya lapha bezodefenda into abangazaziyo ngoba they rely on ZANU-PF propaganda as far as the situation is concerned. I said earlier, if you want to tell that the government is doing well, you should look at yourself. So mina, from my point, I'm in exile. I had a child that was born, and at the time they were 6 weeks, born prematurely, having a machete and a gun pointed at them to try and force the mother to disclose my whereabouts. Up to today, as much as I have a desire to go back to Zimbabwe, I have a wife who says, I do not want to have the same trauma and endure the same experience where I have a two-year-old child pointed a gun at and a 6 weeks old baby pointed a gun at and a machete so that I can disclose where you are. Yiyo iZimbabwe esikhuluma ngayo. Ukuthi uhulumende uzonda ulochuku uzonda azazonda abantwana abakhombe ngembobho lubaba okhuluma ngakho kasoza kubone ngenxa yokuthi kahlali khona kasoza kuzwe ngenxa yokuthi ulalela ipropaganda yezandu. This is my experience. This is what I went through and no one can convince me otherwise. They cannot say I'm paid by the Americans. Let me just say this, Gibbs. They cannot say I'm paid by the Americans. As it is in exile, you are struggling to make ends meet and to survive. I have traveled the world over. I could even show you my passport. If it was an issue of seeking asylum in a better country, I would have done that. But I have not done that. In 2019, they did it again. I was offered asylum in America. I refused and said, I'm a Zimbabwean. I want to go back to Zimbabwe. I was offered asylum in Germany. I refused. And I said, I'm a Zimbabwean. I want to go back to Zimbabwe. So this propaganda of ZANU-PF must stop. It is insensitive. It is not genuine. And it is wrong.
Yes, thank you so much, Chonga. I think we've got Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. Proceed there. Then we go to Mr. Fusango and Mr. Ndibale.
Yes, Mr. Mlalazi.
Oh, okay. Let's give you exactly 1 minute. Can you go ahead? 1 minute exactly, Ndibale.
Yeah, it is wrong, Mr. Anana, to actually insinuate that what I'm saying constitutes hatred towards the whites. That is not right. What we are trying to say is that a black man like me should not criticize America because it's a country that is led by whites. That is what we are saying. And what you are almost also saying is that Julius Malema or EFF are making Mugabe their hero, yet when you believe which is not. Those are issues of your opinion. Tina, where we hold President Mugabe high, who send away land reform, expropriation of land without compensation. Indaba yokuthi umuntu omnyama, you must believe in yourself. You must love yourself. You must know that you are good enough. Baba, Anana, some of us, we've worked in Lamakiwa, we've worked in the world. Umuntu omnyama amakiwa ayamuzonda. You need to get that in you. Kumele ku-understand ukuthi abantu abamnyama lapha like Europe, they are professionals, experts who are qualified, but they cannot go higher than ukuba nje kuma job yet when they are more qualified than
amakiwa. Thank you, Mr. Ndibale.
You need to actually live lamakiwa longer to understand them better. Honestly speaking.
Thank you, Jonga. We've got Mr. Mlalazi. Maybe you can have last word. Yes,
Mr. Mlalazi. Your last word. Mlalazi.
Hello, Zimbabwe, and everybody. And your guest, Mr. Duven Jonga.
Yes, you are very low.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. We're going to see what we can do. Just 1 minute. 1 minute. Oh, yes.
It's very interesting listening to black people, especially Zimbabweans. I always say to people, black people were better on our own. Because if you analyze this American report, it's biased and it can only cause conflict and confusion to black people, especially Zimbabweans. America is playing a big brother role, which is not fair because if you look at politicians, I've been listening to the guys defending whatever they're defending here from your panel, Jonga and Mr. Duven. You can see that we are not going anywhere as black people. If you look at, for instance, I give an example, a man, they call him a great man in the West now, Mandela. He was called a terrorist for defending a black man. So I still understand that even if you're going to have a better leader in a country like Zimbabwe, we're still going to have such a confusion where people will be defending something which is not there. So I think this thing is just adding fuel on fire, this report. So I all think Zimbabweans, especially whichever political party, learn from the previous political conflicts in the world or in Africa. The only solution will come from the table. It does not matter whether you support you, your head, whatever. Even if you look at a country like Germany, what it did to Europe. But now you look at the relationship they have. They only realize that the only way to move forward is love. So all this preaching about defending whoever is there, about criticizing whatever happens, always killing each other, is caused by such reports from the UN.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mlalazi. Time is up and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Dr. Edgar Munatsi, Mr. Mthulisi Anana of the Tumiso Tobengo Foundation, Mr. Innocent Ndibale of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe, Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, Mr. Regis Vosangu of ZANU-PF, and Mr. Teoma Vinga, a human rights lawyer. Sending off from Maryland, this is Kim Chube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, Jonga Kandemi, Rin, Stimurari, Rakanaka, Vatereri, Nevatari.
Thank you, Jonga. Good night.